But the ocean is filled with tears, and the sea turns into a mirror. There's a whale in the moon when it's clear, and a bird on the tide.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. wasting up with an old folks. Smoke a little weed on the couch in the back room. Hideaway.
All right, we should be on.
I think we should be.
Okay. Good morning, my wonderful jumbos. It's raining elephants out there. What can I say? It's like
buckets. Buckets upon buckets.
What was it? Louisiana? Houston with Katrina?
New Orleans.
I feel like I'm in New Orleans with
the dams broke.
Oh my, dude!
I basically had to swim here.
My stature, basically, like, I went out the fucking door. Oh, okay, we're still in Harbor Harbors. I'm allowed to cuss. We're chilling. Oh my god, why is this so loud? Anyways, yeah, I went out. I step out the door and I like fly. My toupee almost goes the other way. It's horrible. Anyways, you guys, I hope you guys have a better start to your Tuesday than I did, because my Tuesday has been shit, and my Tuesday has been pretty bad so far. I'm going to tell you guys why. So, I've been on a celibate streak for a while now, because I've decided that I want to focus on myself, on, like, and all this hippie bullshit. Hippie like stuff that
he's
I like.
He's going for the hat trick.
Yeah, and honestly though, my riz is just really bad. It's just negative riz over here. But yeah, yesterday I was scrolling through Tinder and I was like, you know what? I haven't done this in a while. Let's see if I still have it. You know, I was like, a car in retirement. I was like, let's see if I still have it. I'm never doing that again. That was so. It was over it, and I, like, look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, you little... You know that one meme with Peter's doing the lipstick on the mirror?
You dirty little...
Ocupado. It was one of those moments, and it got me thinking about dating apps.
Okay.
Yeah, and how differently, like, the people on all apps are.
Mm.
Yeah, like, Tinder, like, people are more down to get jiggy with it.
Apparently so.
Yeah, then Hinge and stuff like that. Like, I downloaded Hinge and it was like a bunch of older men. And I wasn't ready for that level of commitment yet. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, look, the difference between the two is, at least from what I've seen, is one based on supply.
Oh.
On Tinder, it's so much more, like, bigger?
Yeah, like...
One could say.
Because everyone knows what Tinder is.
Yeah.
I feel like when I think of, like, Hinge... You know what gets me? Bumble gets me. I can never get on Bumble. Are you on Bumble?
I've never been on Bumble.
You know, I respect... I've never been on Bumble either. That's a lie. Honestly, I could not tell you if I have or not. Like, okay, when I was, like, a sophomore in high school, my friends and I decided that dating apps were fun, and we decided to all hop on them. And... Ew. Gross. We all hopped on these dating apps and I found myself a sugar daddy.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, really what he was a groomer. But hey, you know what? Honestly, I was like 16. I enjoyed that.
Okay.
Yeah. I got like $300 for like two pics. Yeah. I like bought myself a hydro flask and got myself a nice little breakfast.
Hey, winning.
went to Starbucks. I was like, yeah.
I got my Hydro Flask.
No, but discount. You know, I ended up losing it, so. Yeah. So, yeah, I got the trauma was free though.
The trauma was free.
Trauma was free. You know, but like it was funny at the moment.
Just think of it as like you managed to get an opportunity for cheeky little character development arc, you know?
Yeah, like that's what got me here. That's that moment got me into Lana Del Rey, I think. That's the moment when
it all made sense.
Yeah. No. Oh my god, the other day I didn't wear my glasses and now I'm wearing my glasses.
I noticed.
Yeah. I'm on a trend. I'm doing this thing where I'm going to wear my glasses out more. Only when the sun's not out. When the sun's out, you will not see me in glasses in public. But
maybe the blue sunnies come out when the sun's out.
You know?
Or maybe. Are these only like it's a sesh.
You know,
and
these
you
are
need to know. It's a sesh.
The blue ones. Yeah, those are like special occasions really. It's like when I'm like by the toilet.
Fighting for my life
because my stomach just hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, you can't discuss being inebriated on air. So,
Who says I will?
Yeah. Apparently, it's like the government's involved with that. But, like, who is the government to tell me? I can't tell you guys.
Look, freedom of speech. I'll call Obama right now.
I'm just kidding, Biden. I love you. I love what you're doing in there. I like who you're doing in there.
Is it just Dr. Jill? We'll never know.
You know, if I were the president and I had like the entire White House, of course I'm going to do something in there. I'm going to
get a little frisky with it.
Get a little frisky in the Oval Office.
As John Quincy Adams stares down at you.
Oh my God, who is the tub guy? The Taft. Was it Taft?
Oh, William Howard Taft.
He was really fat, wasn't he?
Was it Taft? It could have been.
I just remember reading this one book in like fourth grade about this president who was so fat that they had to like pick him out of the tub with a crane.
Are you sure you're not getting confused with the Family Guy episode when Peter decides to have his own delivery truck?
No, I swear. This is a real story. It's in the archives of America.
All right. I think it could have been William Howard Taft.
It could have been. Anyways, you guys.
Let's see.
We'll give you guys a song in a bit, but right now we're just unloading on you guys because honestly, you wanna check. Oh my god, we should totally promote our thing.
I think we should.
Where's my phone? Okay, I'm gonna promote my thing on the one social media app that apparently. Oh my god, Instagram is such a weird little app.
Yeah.
I hate. I hate some of the culture behind Instagram. Like, the memes are funny, but some of the people on Instagram are
interesting.
Yeah, very interesting people. Anyways, did you just hear that? I told you not. Biden is here.
Wait, is that freedom of speech now gone?
Yeah. Okay, anyways, you guys, I'm gonna give you guys a song in a minute, but right now I'm just gonna plug in
that which we're doing.
Yeah.
So whoever's up Tuesday morning on a very windy, wet Tuesday morning. Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to play a song for you guys while I do this. Okay. I'm in a summer mood, very big summer mood. So
I'm the weather's helping for it.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to say something or song?
Song.
Song? Okay. Song. We'll gather our thoughts and we'll be back stronger, faster, bigger. The Olympic saying, I don't know.
Bigger, better, faster.
Yeah.
Stronger?
Question mark? I don't know. I'm neither of those things. So.
Or the final option, none of the above.
Oh my god, that one's the best. Okay. Anyways, let's play this song.
Battalini, mini, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one. Oh,
Bigger bottle, any, mini, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one. Well, your left hand's free. Well, my 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 left hand's free. Oh, no.
Alright, we're back. That was a horrible transition right there.
Of it as like a little sneak peek of what to expect in the next musical rounds.
Ooh, we got some heat lined up for you guys.
Yeah, it's the keen listener out there.
Oh my god, actually I can check who is listening, if anyone is listening.
So I said keen listener. I was taking a very optimistic.
Okay, we have
da-da-da-da-da-da.
Can I refresh this? Okay.
That's not
12 10 unique listeners.
Oh.
Well,
thank you, all 10 of you.
Yeah, there was 10 people listening to the Backseat Lovers. That was good. That was good. That's what I'm being told. We could be being lied to. So
who knows?
Yeah, one of 32, one of 20. All right. I like it. Anyways.
We were given a tough out. What can I say? So anyway, thank you, all 10 of you.
What were we going to talk about? We're going to talk about COVID. It's been 3 years since COVID.
Yeah, the first lockdowns, like the when everything just went.
Oh my god, it must have been so different for you, because.
Yeah, well, it started like a couple of weeks earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine started like March 13th, because I'm like, America! They were like, COVID isn't gonna do anything to us.
And then they're like, I think it may.
Yeah, they were.
I think it
for
did.
Like a good week, and then no one gave really. Because like, I'm from North Carolina again. Like, we wore masks.
We was basically swapping spit.
To be honest, if I, like, yeah.
It's customary.
My county.
It's cultural.
Yeah.
It's how you greet each other.
Yeah, like, my county was, like, number 3 in the state of North Carolina with, like, COVID cases. We had, like, people dropping, like, flies. And to be honest, I was kind of happy.
I ain't going to have to see Ned again.
Yeah, I was, like, less wait time in the McDonald's drive-thru lane.
Winner.
Huh?
Winner.
Winner. Big winner.
Yeah, McChicken dinner.
Yeah, because, like, I was still in high school. And so, like, before school, I would like stop by McDonald's because like it's like on the way to school, and I like get myself like a little breakfast like sandwich.
Cause, McMuffin.
Oh my god, dude! McDonald's makes the best breakfast.
McMuffins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their McMuffins are to die for.
In my humble opinion, but anyways, I feel like we all did some weird stuff during COVID. Like, I started kissing men. What about you?
I can really say the same, but you know, in terms of changes over the past 3 years.
Oh yeah, you got that accent during COVID.
Apparently so.
Yeah, that was
that
new.
Developed.
That was new. Yeah, that's one of the side effects of COVID. It really.
Maybe it was my second vaccine. It was just like slight chemical imbalance in the brain, and then all of a sudden.
How vaccine? Are you like full? Like four? Like four?
Three? Yeah.
I think I have four.
You've had four.
I think because. Do you remember, like, last semester, Tufts was like, get the fourth one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I got the fourth one because I got, like, a little angry email telling me to get the fourth one.
And then they dropped
it. And then they dropped it, and so I get this jab for no reason. I felt...
annoyed?
More QAnon than annoyed.
Did you feel violated?
Oh, my God. The jab? It was not...
An unconsensual penetration.
Oh, wow. Speaking of unconsensual... Yeah. Unconsensual penetrations.
Yes. Go on.
Yeah, I saw Joe Biden on the news the other day. I'm just kidding. I lost my song that I wanted to play, and so like now I'm looking for it on my computer. But found it. Back to my original statement. What was it? I don't know. Unconsensual penetration. Oh. Are we allowed to?
We didn't say any bad words. No. Naughty words.
Or we didn't talk about alcohol, so. You know what? I will say I dyed my hair during COVID.
You did?
I did dye my hair during COVID. I was one of those kids.
I was very tempted to get a mullet.
Should have. I think COVID, it was like...
The COVID mullet.
To be honest.
Like, it was either the mullet or the buzz cut.
Yes. You have all the freedom to do so during COVID. Nowadays, you can't do it. Like last year you could get away with it too because we would wear masks to class, really? So no one really knew. Everyone was mysterious. You didn't know
who's who.
Yeah, you didn't know if anyone was attractive until you saw them in public without a mask.
Yeah, so in my first semester, freshman year, we obviously, like, this is when you had mask requirements indoors all times. So one of my classes, I think it was my Shakespeare one, we went outside. The professor was like, it's a good day.
Yeah.
Basically, she woke up and the morning was like this one, right?
She was feeling it.
She was feeling it. And I was like, you know what? I don't believe you. Let's go all sit outside crisscross applesauce with some pepperoni pizza.
Did you say it was like this one? Like this morning right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just to a T. Anyway.
Ew. Okay.
So, basically middle of November, woke up like this, and she was like, yeah, let's we'll have a class outside. In reality, okay. It was probably like early October, and it was a warm, sunny day. Doesn't matter. Just think, pick whichever picture you want to have, you get. And she was like, oh, obviously, since we're outside, we don't need to wear masks, we can read. And there was like a guy in the class, and he takes off the mask. He has a full on mustache.
A mustache?
Mustache. Like
a cute one? Or like a.
Yeah, he was looking like a prime World War I general.
You know the porn mustache that guys are like growing out now? I'm just talking like a strip of hair over there.
Yeah, it wasn't like one of them thin ones. It was like full on, you know, Kaiser Wilhelm II.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna Google him.
Yeah.
Show me a pic. Is it like Rasputin level? Is that.
No, it was just literally like a.
Like, did it curve at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Monocle and everything?
Oh, he had the tips.
Oh, wow.
He had the tips.
Okay, and then what did you say to this mustache-wearing fellow?
I didn't have to say anything, but it was clearly noticed and observed.
You know,
and unexpectedly so, that he had a mustache.
Oh, you know what they say? You know what I've been told? I've been told that people who have, like, facial hair, like a lot of it, is because they like do inappropriate things. Oh, that's pretty cool. What? Yeah. He had that? It's because they eat cats a lot and the juice and whatnot. I don't know if that's true. I'm gonna say that's not true because look at me. I don't have honestly, yeah. I'm not gonna believe it. But anyways, yeah. Back to the people catfishing with COVID and whatnot.
Yes. So, masks. Could never really tell because it was the bottom half of the face. It really... I think... You know what we figured out?
Yeah.
How important noses are.
Okay. Honestly, I'm on your side. Yeah.
Because the nose can make or break the lower face.
Yes. I 100% agree.
Not only do you need it to breathe, you also need it to riz.
Yeah, because like if you're like 90% nose, it's like, who am I talking to right now?
Exactly, and you don't want to be talking through your nose, because then it sounds like you're about to read out, you know, the entire catalog, you know, of how to reassemble a car. Well, technically, if you put the chassis and the rear wing suspension, like, sorry.
Okay. So
anyway, point was, lower half face still very important. Who knew? You can't just look at eyes and be like, oh.
Yeah. How long would it be before you would take the mask and throw it away? To me, personally, I would wear a mask, the same mask, for like a good month. 2 months.
Health.
Oh.
Nah, I'd try to do it on a regular basis. Oh, yeah, like on a weekly basis.
Hashtag woke, hashtag clean, hashtag safety.
Well, it'll be whichever one I can take out from my jacket pocket.
You know, yeah. I just didn't... I didn't have masks. So, like, I would go to Cummings. If I was at Cummings late, I just, like, would steal the entire pack they had in there. But I would eventually run out of those.
Yeah. So, and then I was like, shit.
Yeah.
And, like... We had to... Used to buy, like, masks.
That was gross. And then, you know, and the cloth ones.
Yeah.
They, like, said those were useless.
And then we also had the N95s. I loved those people who would wear the N95 and then a cloth mask on top of it. I just thought, you know what? You are so cool.
Me, but with the people who would wear, like, the face shield.
Oh, the windscreen wiper.
Yeah.
I called it the windscreen wiper. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Those
what
people.
The, are you smelting iron? Like, is that what you're doing right now? What's happening?
You know, it's between either that or double layering with the N95 and regular, like mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would go for the double layer because I just don't, like...
Yeah.
Having people see me in, like, that would just...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a vibe, to be honest.
And then there was this time when you just couldn't sneeze on a flight.
Yeah.
Cause then they would literally
cough anywhere.
No, but that was one of my favorite tactics. It would be like, if I'm in public transport and I want a free seat next to me.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, obviously you're doing that with a mask on and everything, because otherwise you'll be kicked out. But some people are just like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. What you do, but I'd just pull my pants down and like people would scramble and I'd get the seat.
Pissing your pants is also an option.
Oh, you know what? Homeless people in subway stations are so fucking... Are so funny. They're so funny. I saw
one... Just in their silly, goofy little mood sometimes.
I saw one jerking off at like 6 a.m. on the subway station. I think I've told you this before. It's like on my... like I was on my way back to Boston. I was like, oh... New York, concrete jungle, made of...
There's a man jerking off.
And then everyone just likes to pretend that it's like normal that this man is doing this thing.
You've never seen that? Like you're not around from here? Are you a tourist or something?
Yes, I am. This is not normal. You should not. You guys need your stand your ground laws.
Yeah, stop minding your business too much.
I'm just kidding. Oh my god. Like there is
Cletus.
There is a man sitting next to you with his junk out, and you're just gonna like pretend it's like normal. No.
I saw a few homeless people who took COVID very seriously, though.
Name one.
Look, I wouldn't know their names, but I would see like by evidence of the amount of boosters they had.
Oh yeah, or maybe it was just for like the thrill of the needle.
I hope they were clean. That's all I'm saying. The needles.
I'm just kidding.
We don't need another epidemic.
Yeah, no. And then monkeypox. Monkeypox.
They tried.
Monkeypox came out. Yeah, you know, monkeypox really only came after, like... Well, not really only, but, like, a lot of gay men got monkeypox.
Yeah, they were saying, is this the new AIDS? And I was like, no.
You know...
You want it to be, but it's not.
Yeah. No, like, it looked gross. I wouldn't want to have... I'd much rather have COVID than monkeypox. Monkeypox looked...
not fun.
Yeah, I saw this one guy's like recovery video on TikTok, and it looked so... and then like some of the comments were just like, they were kind of crazy. They're like, you deserve this, your lifestyle. I was like, what? The man, it just happened.
Little clue, too close to home. We don't make 9/11 jokes on the 12th of September 2001, now do we?
No, we don't. But on 2023, oh yeah, it's gonna be filled. It's been what, 20 years since then? I think we have free games.
We're in our 22nd year.
How long do you think it is after an incident that you could like joke about, like after Sandy Hook? Can I joke about Sandy Hook yet or not?
Depends on the joke. I think you can say if it was a whole like fake setup, then maybe.
Yeah, if it's just like a one-liner.
A one-liner, a little...
Honestly, I don't hate on people who make jokes about current, like, things that you shouldn't make fun of, as long as it's funny.
As long as it's a good joke.
As long as it's a good joke.
As long as you're saying it's like, you know, something funny. Not just like, oh yeah, pulse. And you're just like, I think I want to lose mine right now. Where's the context? Where are we going with this? Like, where's the setup? Where's the little, you know, not necessarily role play, but, you know, like the joke role play, so to speak.
Like,
you
some
know?
People don't have the comedic timing to be funny. And I think that's so important to have nowadays.
I think in general with comedy,
timing is everything.
So they say.
Yeah. I think 3 seconds is enough.
Hey, works for me every time.
Anyways, okay. Do you want to listen to some music?
Let's.
All right. We gave you guys a little snippet of what we were going to play, but now we're actually going to play the real song. So
to those of you who could remember, any of you, 10, probably now 7.
We're at 13.
Wow.
We're at 13.
I miscalculated in the wrong direction.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong. If I am, LOL. But if I'm not, hey, guys.
Wow. I did not expect that.
Yeah, should I drop my Cash App now? Or who still uses it? Should I drop my Venmo?
This podcast is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Buy now at expressvpn.com/gigglespot to receive 10% off all future orders.
All right.
That was a tough one there. Orders.
Okay. Let's play the song.
Let's okay. go. Okay, enjoy.
Okay. Let me see if I can do this transition right. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, and...
fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life and living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scar face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray to me.
Thank you.
smile. Can't you hear me sing?
So, given how cold and miserable it is right now outside, we need a PSA. Why do we need a PSA? We need a PSA because when the weather's shit, when the winds are blowing, when the rains are falling, when the leaves are slapping you in the face and splashes of not just laughter, but the puddle on the side of the road as an angry truck driver accelerates into the deepening puddle that lays in front of him and to the side of you. You'll probably, after such an experience, want to get home, maybe jump into the nice shower and be in a nice warm toasted room. Now, to be in that nice warm toasted room, you need a space heater. But as you're going to listen from the public service announcement, we need to, you know, proceed with caution when dealing with space heaters. PSA announcement, take it away.
Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3, yes, that's right, almost 33% of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. Now, that's a lot of damage. So, it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. Yeah, those things you threw in the trash, Cletus. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Exits can be located to the back and front of the airplane. Anyway, never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
We like lost a listener there. We're back at 12, not at 13.
Aww.
Whoever left, honestly.
You know what? Maybe they didn't hear the PSA announcement. They were with the hater.
They're such a hater for that, to be honest. You just ruined my entire day. I'm going to jump off Tish roof. I'm going to leave you. Oh my God, look at that wind. I got to go back home and that's like. It's just
quick little message to the listener who left us. It doesn't matter where you are, I will find you, and I will make you listen to the Giggle Spot again, because I think that's the reasonable thing we could be doing around here. And if I swear I see you even think about laying a finger on one of my puppies,
puppies,
you won't be feeling that puppy love. You'll think you'll have that puppy madness.
Voices. What are we on? Oh, it is It is 5:49. That is my justification for what we're on right now.
You know what? The brain operates. Functions a bit differently in these hours.
You know what, guys? What am I going to do today? I got a meeting with my boss at 10 a.m. How do I tell her I don't want to, like, see her face at 10 a.m.? I don't know, man.
Just say, I don't know. You need a bit of time. You know, you need to work on yourself.
No. I can't, because I already canceled. I canceled yesterday's meeting for this. This is already the makeup meeting for. Because I was telling you, I like took the 3-hour siesta. That really like messed everything up. Anyways, you guys.
I don't know what it was. I think the clock's changing discombobulated.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like I saw so many people who were just like shattered yesterday.
And they're going to be shattered today. This week, I'm so excited for Saturday of this week. Because Saturday of this week, I'm going to get into sleep in. I'm going to sleep all day Saturday. I'm not getting out of my bed Saturday. When do you go back home?
So I fly back Thursday night, which means I land Friday morning.
Oh, that means you get to sleep in Saturday too.
I do.
Everyone's going to be
the
sleeping
first
in Saturday.
Sleep in is a Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we all need right now.
I think it is.
You know what I think we need? You know what I think we need? I think we need this. I think we need Blondie.
La Musica.
Are you ready? Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, guys, we're back. Better than ever. As I was telling Daniel, the queen of rap herself just released a banger. I think it's a banger. And I have like 7 minutes left before Harbor hours end, and I'm allowed to play and say whatever I want.
So and we're going to use them wisely.
We're going to use them very wisely. Very, very wisely. So now I'm going to tell you about the story Daniel and I did last night in detail. Nothing. No. Dead crowd. Is it?
I think we dropped from 10 to 3 listeners after that.
Oh, yeah. Let's check, actually.
Drum roll, please.
Honestly, am I reading this wrong? 10 unique. It says 10 unique listeners.
There you go. People listening to the show from 10 different devices.
Thank you, guys.
You're the best.
When we make it, we will never forget you guys. I'm just going to say it right now.
Yeah, I think so. And don't forget, if you want to give us money, we'll take it. if you want us to represent the behalf of special interests, bribe us first, wine us, dine us, you know the drill. If you want us to sell dodgy cryptocurrencies, again, you know what to do.
Did you see that they shut, they got another bank in New York?
Oh, the banks are falling big time, baby.
Like,
it's the regional banks, they're
I'm chilling. I out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Are
we walking into 2008 again?
Stop! I'm literally in my 20s. I'm literally gonna turn 20. This is adulthood walking into a financial
But think of it this way: at least when you're done, and now hopefully with the masters, it will be like. I'm at the bottom.
You know what?
You catch the momentum on the way up.
Maybe houses will be cheaper.
Yes.
That'd be a smart game to play.
Yes, that would be very nice.
Look at us talking.
Oh. Big words, economics. You see, that's how we really use our time to swear.
Yeah. Honestly.
Housing market crashes and banks failing. That's the type of energy that we need to get the people going. On a Tuesday morning at
the world is
5 to 5.
That's why I encourage stealing. Like, the world is ending. Go commit a misdemeanor, except like the really bad ones.
Get that rap sheet.
Anyways, okay, guys. Nicki Minaj released some really good music. I'm gonna play it for you guys. I really don't care what you guys think about it. You're gonna sit here. You're gonna listen. You're gonna take it. That's the way life works.
That is the way life works. Life's not fair. You know, we're the ones who control the music here.
I mean, I guess you get to click out and like stop listening, but then...
Yeah, but you're not going to do that.
Yeah, then you'd be the sore loser.
Yeah.
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 Anyways, all right, guys, let's see what you guys think.
Let's see.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1,
go.
Only on them seas if it's breeze. Red ruby the sleeves, Chinese on my sleeve. These wanna be Chun-Li's anyway, yee-how. Who the fuck told bitches they was me now? I knew these bitches was slow, I ain't know these bitches see now. Marry the shooter case you niggas tried to breathe loud. Boom your face off, then I tell them ceasefire. I'm the AB, 700 on the horses when we fixin' the leaves. But I don't fuck with horses since Christopher Reeves. Gotta be careful when I dip, it's flips all in the whip. It's 40s with 30 clips, FNs with the switch. Guacamole with the taco, wait no El Chapo. Came in the rose and left low in the Tahoe. Da, 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 da. 100 rounds on it, da, da, da. Real one like a shot, da, da. She my little vibe, my little ah. Bad guy don't run from nobody like ah. Rude boy want me touching on his body like yeah. Boy, I'll be dead if he ever diss me. What to do if he ever miss me? Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I stay with my na-na-na-na-na-na-na. His ex hitting me like na-na-na-na-na-na-na. He wonder but the sleaze like that. Why I'ma tease like that? Ew, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. He tell me bring him that na-na-na-na-na-na-na. We don't be caring like that na-na-na-na-na-na. I like it when he rub my cheeks like that. Why I'ma freak like that? Don't da-da-da. 100 rounds on it, da-da-da. Real one like a shot, da-da. She my little vibe, my little ah-ah-ah. Bad guy don't run from nobody like ah. Rude boy want me touching on his body like yeah. Boy, I'll be dead if he ever diss me.
You know what to do if he ever miss me.
When the queen leave, bitches wanna come out like a cockroach. Until I'm cooking in the kitchen like a pot roast. That new Spectre, we don't fill potholes. Dorito bitches mad that they nachos. Shout out my vatos. Shout out the hoes that's watching me like my vatos. Click, click, ballin', ballin', batch, face, photos. Why would you boss those? Make I got dumpy since I heard you like my ghost horse. Big truck, but I'm alone like Posto. Call Malone and tell him I'm going Posto. These bitches rapping like my blooper roll. Desert Eagle if your nigga acting Super Bowl. Got him like, uh-oh. Gun fingers like niggas doing the BOGO. You fucking bozo. That 40 cal make him dance like a go-go. Super fat, that's where the super cat. Where I rode, got you done when I tech box.
bitches couldn't walk in my crock, that's worth a Dundee. Just a bunch of airheads like Kelly Bundy. Many bitches so slow, many slow to sloth. 600 horse, how you gon' catch the boss? Put them with they hand out, tryna catch the sauce. Be up a mule flow, tryna cut the cloth. See the differences, I run businesses. If I ain't employ you, then what your business is? I have staff roll up like what the business is. Oh, you don't know that.